But Bhagavad Gita is now old. We require new knowledge. What is your answer?
That Krishna is eternal and perfect, and whatever Krishna speaks is also eternally perfect.
Yes. So, Shashvata means eternally fresh. Therefore, ignorance is also eternal. But knowledge means absence of ignorance. There is knowledge. So, side by side, two things are there. Now, if you are in ignorance, there is no knowledge.
Na bhavo vidyate sata.
Na sato buddhate. Vibhatai bhava. It is negative. Positive side is knowledge. Darkness, darkness, just like where there is no light, that's darkness.
But we'll be able to see that comet.
Ah, yes.
To say 1 hour before dawn on the eastern horizon. Talk a lot about trusting in God. What is the Sanskrit for trust? What word would we use? It's used in the Shastras.
Sadhya.
Sadhya?
Sadhya. Faith.
And there are particular scriptural verses that speak about this?
Yeah. Chaitanya Chaitanya. Chaitanya Chaitanya. That is the beginning of spiritual consciousness. Faith. Sadhya sarte vishya sudhira nishcha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krutah. This is the version of Chaitanya Chaitanya. Sodha means firm faith. Sodhya sabde vishyas. Sudhiranishya, firm faith. And firm faith is trust. I trust you means I have got firm faith in you. Is it not? So, trust means firm faith. Firm faith means that so long God is my order supplier. I trust in him. And as soon as he refuses to supply my order, I don't trust him. That is not firm faith. God is putting me in distress, still I trust him. Or God is putting me in happiness, still I trust him. That is called firm faith. In any circumstances, the faith is not withdrawn. That is part.
Unconditionally, then.
Yeah. Unconditionally means Arun Harman, for instance, giving up all other conditions.
You only hear about it.
No, it's legal. It is.
Why not do that idea? You see every moment, God.
Yes.
The what is that light? Even if you see light, what do you mean by?
He says that the Guru Maharajji is the light.
That's our life. Here is electric light also. So what is it? What is the benefit? The light there. You have got so many lights. So what is the benefit? If you remain in the darkness, then what is the benefit of this light?
Yes.
Light means you are not in darkness. But you are in darkness. Then you can see Krishna. But why do you say that by Krishna consciousness we cannot see Krishna? That's we may not see, but you have seen the light, why don't you see Krishna?
Yes.
Do you know what is Krishna if you have seen Krishna?
It's true, Prabhupada, they're in darkness because they cannot check their material activities by seeing the light. They go on with sense gratification.
The light, we have got so many lights. What is the benefit of seeing the light? They do not supply prasadam. Everyone can see. Guru Maharaj is light. Then why everybody does not follow? If he is light, light can be seen by everyone. That's why sunlight, moonlight, we can see. Everyone can see.
So, they argue that he only will reveal himself to those who surrender to him.
But those who have surrendered, they cannot speak anything. They are in darkness. When you talk with your disciples who have surrendered, they cannot argue with us.
No.
They are in darkness. So what kind of light he has seen?
It's all just sentimental. Many of these bogus groups, Prabhupada, they claim that God is simply sound and light. And so their meditation means seeing what they call Agna Chakra, our point between eyebrows they see there, and they hear sounds, bells and thunder and flute all within. And that is their meditation, hearing these sounds and seeing these lights.
That's all right. What do you gain by that?
Well, supposedly they go to higher levels of existence, higher levels of consciousness. They change the sound and the colors change.
But you cannot give up even smoking. You are in a higher level of consciousness. So what is the proof that you are on the higher level of the consciousness? You cannot give up even ordinary things.
They say that the scriptures aren't relevant in this age. They say that the scriptures aren't relevant in this age, that they don't make any difference in this age. They're
Why?
In the previous ages.
Why?
Because Guru Maharaj Ji, because people can't understand them,
So Guru Maharaj is simply coming, making it very simple. He just makes them see the light, and then everything is simple. They don't have to do anything else.
And what is the benefit of seeing that light? He has to work, he has to search out for food. So what is the benefit by seeing the light? By seeing the light, as we become free from all this botheration, then what is the use of what light he has seen? So,
Param Drishtva.
Nivartate.
Light is, that light is God. So when they see that light, that is God. So that is the benefit.
No. When we see light, we must know there is a source of light. Just like you are seeing the light, and the light is there. Therefore, there must be a source of the light. Unless you see Him, it is not possible. Besides that, whether you have seen actually the light, what is the result of seeing that light? Do they explain? Suppose he has seen, I am not seen, so what is the difference between him and me?
Unless the heart becomes purified, there's no sense in seeing any light. The heart has to become cleansed.
They say they'll be happier. They say they will be happier than someone who has not seen the light. Their life will have more meaning.
The happier, they are becoming happier in so many other ways.
Yes.
What is the use of seeing the light?
The pigs are also happy.
Huh?
The pigs are also happy.
Yeah.
Don't waste time by arguing. Neglect. Talk of it.
Just like you say, Prabhupada, they're actually defeating themselves.
Huh?
They're defeating themselves.
Yeah.
Scientists are much more formidable demons.
Not formidable. They can be easily conquered.
I've heard that Amarendra is defeating them in Gainesville, Florida. Amarendra. He goes to scientific meetings and he defeats them. And the devotees go in the audience and they cheer and he defeats them.
That's right.
Is it sometimes cold in the spiritual world?
No. You don't like to go there?
What?
You don't like to go
there? Oh yes, I'd like to go there. No, actually I'd rather be here in the cold with you, Srila Prabhupada, than be in the warm without you.
You get the information from Bhagavad Gita. It is said, Najatra Vhasayate Surja. There is no need of sunshine. So how it can be cold? Sunshine is required where it is cold. But there is no need of sunshine. And naturally the conclusion should be, it is neither cold nor hot.
Chai.
It is India. Cold, heat, all troubles there in the material. Spiritual world, simply blissful life, enjoy. like this. As soon as the light is there, the darkness is gone. So why in the night there is darkness if it is light? Why in the night meeting these rascals require other light, electric light, if he is light? What kind of light is? If he is light, at least they could say the expenditure of electric light.
Yes.
But why does he use electric light?
Sorry. He says he only sees light when he closes his eyes.
Huh?
He only sees light when he closes his eyes.
Close?
Like this.
Ah. No, any close or open?
It's inner light.
Huh?
Inner light.
Inner light.
Inner light.
Ah. Inner light. Not outward light.
No.
Then he's not absolute. He's relative. He's relative. He's not absolute. So God is absolute. But you are relative, therefore you are not God.
Sai Krishna illuminated the Krishna illuminated the house.
Krishna
of the
Krishna, he does not accept Krishna. That is rejection. Now we are talking about him. If he is light, why does he use the electric light? If he says the inner light, then you are relative. You see only inner side, not outside. Therefore you are relative. Therefore you are not God. God is absolute. Antarbahi. One has to see light inside and outside. That is real light. If the light is checked by some material condition, that is not absolute light. That is relative light. As soon as we come to the condition, then it is relative. It is not absolute. Man can be changed from barking to chanting, but dog cannot. It's so powerful that as soon as there is sunrise, immediately darkness gone. Similarly, if the absolute light is there, if there is need of electricity, what kind of light it is? Even the relative light is so powerful that immediately darkness gone. So you are not as powerful as the relative light. So what kind of light you have? This should be the argument. You are cheating. You are not light, you are darkness. Our that slogan is, where there is God, there is no darkness. Krishna is like the sun, and his hands is like darkness. Where there is Krishna, there is no darkness. You sold Bhagavad Gita. That is our problem. That's it.
Over 1,000.
Let's see. In that meeting.
Yes.
And they could not sell that magazine. So just imagine, where is light? In our side or their side?
Our side.
They are duplicating. Bhagavad Gita is now old. We require new knowledge. Still, we solve 1,000 problems.
Finally, the Guru Maharaj said over the microphone, don't buy more of these Bhagavad Gitas. He said, it's not bona fide.
He said like that?
Yeah. And I told Prabhupada that when the devotees had a big kirtan, all the people...
What was the result? Stopped?
Yeah, after that it was a bit more difficult. After that the devotees were preaching more to individuals. But that was already after 1,000 Gitas had been sold. Everyone left their meeting and went out to see the kirtan. They had to keep calling them back over and over again. Please, please come back.